The West has been hot and dry, and Fish and Game official Brian Pearson says that poses problems for fish managers. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Fish and Game initiated the first fish salvage order of this year in mid-June due to low water, which is kind of unique. It's earlier than usual, and it signals that there are potentially some more challenges ahead as we get through this summer that's been just really hot. With drought and these near record high temperatures pretty much across the board last month and then heading into this month, we might see conditions that become hazardous for fish. If there's a lake or reservoir or a pond that's destined to be drained by the end of summer or become uninhabitable to a fish, fish managers have limited options, and those are to trap and relocate fish, offer salvage fishing, a combination of those two things, or to do nothing. Whether we trap and relocate fish or issue a salvage order, that's based on really two questions. And the first one is, can the fish be captured and transported effectively and efficiently? And the second question is, would translocated fish substantially improve the fishery in the receiving water? Unfortunately, sometimes allowing salvage fishing may be the better alternative in some of those cases, even knowing that the fish anglers don't harvest or likely to die.
Never makes sense to waste game fish. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.